Liu He, China's quiet economist, becomes top economic leader. Harvard-educated Liu He has been named one of China's four vice premiers in charge of economic policies and financial issues. It's a huge and high-profile job. He has been called the brains behind China's shift in economic policy, which has seen a focus on slower but more sustainable consumption-based growth rather than the debt-fueled investment and exports that have driven the country's expansion of the past four decades. Mr. Liu's elevation was announced on the penultimate day of the annual sitting of the National People's Congress, NPC. The three other vice premiers he will work with are Han Zheng, Sun Chunlin and Hu Chunhua. Joining the Communist Party aged 24, he worked in academia in China, spending time in government departments before studying in the U.S., first as a visiting scholar at Seton Hall University, New Jersey in 1992, then at Harvard University, where he achieved a master's in public administration. From there, he went on to hold several senior positions within China's government, including the top planning agency, now the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, and the State Information Center. He was made director of the Office of the Central Leading Group for Financial and Economic Affairs as well as deputy director at the NDRC in 2013. Politically, Liu He's rise was confirmed last October when he became one of the 25 members of China's Politburo, the second most powerful body in the country. But publicly, it was at this year's World Economic Forum in Davos where his profile on the global stage soared. Presenting China's keynote address, in a role performed a year earlier by President Xi himself, his speech reiterated China's commitment to economic globalization and its efforts to promote global growth. But his focus was on China's three critical battles, continuing efforts to resolve major risks in the economy, an unprecedented campaign against poverty, and a continued fight to reduce pollution.